It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program in our Teach Me What You Know segment, we'll find out what it takes to get that novel we have in our head written.
First, for the past 2 weeks, the Sochi Olympics have put women's sports in the spotlight. And during NBC's broadcast, these events were featured in prime time. But for lots of viewers, it'll be the last time women's sports are on their radars until another big event comes along, like the Women's World Cup in 2015 or the next Summer Olympic Games.
It's a problem that women's sports leagues in the United States are well aware of and have been dealing with for years. But why don't we watch women's sports, and what are leagues doing to try to get us interested?
We're joined by now Alana Glass. She's an attorney and sports journalist, as well as a contributor to Forbes Sports Money. But her views and opinions expressed here are hers and do not represent Forbes. Alana, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
So, according to a recent piece in the LA Times, women's leagues like National Pro Fast Pitch and National Women's Soccer League, they're financially struggling. Why aren't they getting the support they need?
Well, you know, there's a few pieces to the situation. First, I will say that starting up a sports league, whether it's male or female, that's difficult. You know, if you look at the NBA when it first started, you know, it took time for that league to grow. So in general, it takes a while for a sports league to grow. The second piece to consider is that Title IX, which is the federal law that says that no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in sport for an institution that receives federal financial assistance, that doesn't exist in professional sports. So, you know, any league is basically going to thrive based on the investors that it has. And then thirdly, I would say that really our country needs to restructure its attitudes towards female professional athletes. So I think all of those pieces play into the National Pro Fast Pitch and the National Women's Soccer League struggling at this point.
Well, those are all interesting points, but I want to dig into that last one about how we need to restructure our attitudes about women's sports. What do we need to change about the way we think about them?
Well, you know, one, I think that we definitely need to change the messenger. The Women's Media Center just produced a study that came out, I believe, just last week. And from that study, they show that in sports journalism, it's 90% male and 90% white. And by not having a diverse group of journalists, I think that plays into what we're seeing. And I think that also plays into attitudes that are being developed towards female professional athletes.
So it's not just a women's sports issue and a women in sports issue, it's a media issue.
Yes, I would agree that there are moving pieces to what we are seeing in women's sports. And I think that the media also plays a role in it and fairly covering women's athletes. You know, you mentioned at the top of the show, there are many sports fans who will not hear about winter athletes for another 4 years. However, these athletes compete every season in the X Games and the Dew Tour, and they compete overseas, and they're not just only competing in the Olympics.
Well, let's talk about one of the seeming success stories, the WNBA, Women's National Basketball Association, which has shown some encouraging numbers in the last year. What are they doing right?
Right. Well, I will say one thing, that the WNBA has been very resilient. They've had their struggles. They've had teams fold and teams leave markets. So, number one, they've always stayed true to their brand and who they are. They've never dumbed down the sport. They've never stooped to using sex to sell the sport. So I will say that they've always stayed true to their brand. They've made the WNBA the game's a very family friendly environment where fathers can take their daughters, where families can go and enjoy a professional basketball game. And they're entering their 18th season, and it's remarkable to see their growth.
Now, you mentioned that they never used sex to sell their brand. Is that something that you see other women's sports teams and figures trying to do? I mean, even watching the Sochi Olympics, there were times when it seemed like female athletes were being positioned in sort of a glamour shot instead of, you know, in their athletic arena. Is that a tricky line for women athletes to walk?
It is. It is very tricky. ESPN just produced a documentary that came out last year titled Branded, and I would encourage, you know, listeners to check it out. And, you know, they interviewed Chris Evert, and they interviewed drawing a blank here on some Lolo Jones. They interviewed a variety of Mary Lou Retton, a variety of well-known female athletes, and discussed how America brands women's sports. And you know, unfortunately, athletic achievements are supposed to speak entirely for themselves. But unfortunately, women have an extra layer where value is placed on appearance rather than their accomplishments. And girls get a message early on that what is most important is how they look, and that depends on their value. And boys get the message that this is what's important about girls. You know, so we really need to take a look at what message we're sending to our youth and how this continues to evolve and how it impacts women athletes and how they are seen in the media.
Do we know whether watching women play sports on TV has equal appeal to watching men play sports on TV? When you're watching athletes at the top of their game, top competitors maybe in the world, like we saw in the Olympics, does that seem to be as appealing to both genders?
You know, I think that it is appealing. You know, just as an aside, as I was watching the gold medal women's hockey game, my Twitter feed, everyone was tweeting about it. Male and female, you know, every single goal, the overtime, there was a lot of buzz around around that game. So I do believe that fans equally enjoy women's and men's sports. The challenge is that women's sports only get 4% of coverage, but 40% of sports participants are female. So there is an imbalance in the coverage. And unfortunately, with that imbalance, it makes it look like fans don't actually care. But it, in fact, they do.
We're talking right now with Alana Glass about why women's sports still aren't getting the attention that men's sports get. And you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Do you watch women's basketball or other women's sports? And do you think these leagues suffer from a lack of exposure? If so, what would you like to be done? What would you like to see be done to change that? 1-800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking about why women's sports are still flying under the radar in this country. And you can join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. What about you? Do you watch women's basketball or other women's sports? Do you think that women's sports suffer from a lack of exposure? Maybe we don't see them enough on TV. And what would you like to see done about it? 1-800-642-1234. Or you can post your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. And we're talking with Alana Glass now, an attorney and sports journalist, contributor to Forbes Sports Money. And we'll go to the phones now. We've got Matt on the line from Middleton. Hi, Matt.
Hello. I just had a quick question, and I'll take my answer off the air. I'm wondering why we still have these, what I would consider, kind of outdated categories. Why aren't women allowed to just compete with men outright in all sports? I'll take the answer off. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Matt. And it's an interesting question. Should we integrate men and women on the same teams?
You know, that is an interesting question. And, you know, that's something that, gosh, you know, I don't know if it's really been really looked into. I will say, though, that the quality of competition that you see women bringing in the WNBA and the LPGA, the WTA, you know, that's phenomenal. And I think that the women who compete in those leagues, you know, should be applauded for their accomplishments and for their, you know, for their skills.
Now, I want to ask about how the women athletes themselves feel. Do you think that for, I guess, younger women, especially coming up, and girls, do you think it's demoralizing to see a woman rise to the top of her field in a sport and still not achieve a fraction of the fame or the pay that a male counterpart might? Is it keeping women out of sports?
Yes. You know, I think that, you know, women in general are very resilient. And also a lot of the women who participate in, say, for example, the WNBA, they know that their career is going to be short-lived, just in general, being able to perform at a high level. So you'll find, you know, a number of women who are very dedicated to academics and completing their college educations. And, you know, not all women athletes are necessarily striving for that, you know, that same level that, that men have to make the millions, millions of dollars. You know, a lot of the women, again, they retire and they go on to be entrepreneurs, or there's women who leave the collegiate ranks and then go into business. So, you know, I don't think that women feel demoralized. It's just another challenge, another hurdle to overcome.
Let's go back to our phone lines now, and you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, wondering why women in sports aren't getting the same attention that men in sports get. And we'll go down to Jeff in McKinley, Illinois. Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing?
Okay, how about you?
Great. No, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's just the way I see things. And I just got done watching all the Olympics. And things like, you know, like gentlemen mentioned before with golf, you know, where they things are moved up, you know, because of the, you don't have the strength or something, whatever the reason that they make it less challenging for women, or the military where they don't have to do as many pull-ups, whatever. It seems like a stigma has been placed on them that whatever sport they play in, it's not as, there's not as much strength, there's not as much power in this. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you make an interesting point that, yes, in golf, you know, the tee boxes are moved forward. But, you know, there are a number of sports where women go head-to-head on the same competition space. For example, in the X Games, the female snowboarders are on the same half pipe as the men, same for slope style. So you will find that there are, you know, a number of sports where women are competing on the same playing surface as the men. It just so happens, you know, for golf that, you know, the tee boxes move forward.
Now, I want to ask you, going back to the media coverage, you said I think only 4% of women's sports end up on TV. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Well, so in 2010, ESPN launched ESPNW, a platform that the network says serves women as fans and athletes. And I guess on the one hand, it does provide a place for women to go and for women's sports to air. But on the other hand, is it sort of ghettoizing women's sports? Maybe is it condescending, or is it a good thing?
You know, I actually think that it's a good thing. I had the opportunity to attend the 2013 ESPNW Summit and hear directly from their leadership. The president of ESPN was there, John Skipper, who said, you know, that the purpose of the summit was to really focus their efforts on what they can do to drive women's sports. You know, I think that, unfortunately, ESPN received some unfair criticism for creating ESPNW, that, as you mentioned, you know, fans felt like, oh, it was going to be pink and frilly and, again, kind of dumbed down, but in fact, it's not that. A lot of the journalists who write for ESPNW are phenomenal. They created the 9 for 9 documentary series, and you know, they're really, it was meant to be a place for women who love sports and really to that speaks to them as athletes and fans.
Alana, as our last question here in our last 30 seconds or so, what are we missing by not watching women's sports?
Wow. You know, you're missing some phenomenal competition. The women who participate in women's sports are extremely dedicated, very talented. I will say that each time I attend an event, I am blown away. And I also think that, remember that women and girls get more out of sport than just the physical benefits. It assists with confidence. And I really think that by having women's participation in sports, you know, can really help to move our country forward.
Alana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Alana Glass, an attorney and sports journalist, as well as a contributor to Forbes Sports Money.